It's Wednesday and we talk technology with our one and only guru, Jeff Quattromani, today. How are you, mate?
I'm really well. How are you?
Not too bad. It doesn't seem that long ago that you and I were talking about 4K television. Well, now we can double it.
Yeah, well, effectively, it's timesing it by four, which makes it 8K. It's funny, actually, that we do go from 4K to 8K and think it's double, but it's actually quadruple the amount of pixels that are on the screen.
These are all tiny, tiny, tiny diodes or something, are they? Is that how it works?
Effectively, I mean, if you walk up really close to your TV, you will realize that the whole screen is actually made up of dots, and we call them pixels, but the amount of pixels that are inside the screen is where we start to come up with, you know, high definition 4K and now 8K, which is, I guess, what we're dealing with today.
A lot of people might have said a couple of years ago, what does 4K do for me? I'm going to ask the same question. What does 8K do for us?
Look, effectively, it just adds more clarity to the image that we're seeing, but the big thing that we're noticing with 8K is it's only relevant when you're buying a television that's at least 65 inches and upwards. And the crazy part is talking to brands like Samsung and LG, they're saying that this year they've sold more 75-inch TVs than they have of their smaller models. So it seems like people are buying bigger TVs, and that's why we need to start upgrading the clarity on them because we're filling up so much more space.
Is it also important, though, that they're getting the right signal from either the broadcaster or your DVD that it actually matches this particular format?
Yeah, and this is probably the biggest issue at the moment is if you turn on free-to-air TV, there are no channels that you can watch that are in 8K. I mean, there are some in 4K through Foxtel and others, but actually getting content can be the biggest problem. And what we're noticing with these TVs, depending on the brand, is they've got artificial intelligence built in that actually helps upscale the content. So even if I'm watching reruns of Seinfeld, which I tend to do quite often, it looks better on an 8K TV than it does on a 4K or even an original format because it can improve the picture of what it's seeing to help fill those gaps and really bring a bit more clarity to shows that you would have watched in the past.
I don't know if they were thinking about Seinfeld when they came up with 8K television. They were probably expecting a Chris Nolan type film that, you know, shows a huge and wide expanse, mate.
Yeah, look, probably. And if you walk into a store, you're going to see all of that demo content. And there is more and more of this content available. I mean, some smartphones can shoot video in 8K already. So, you know, we are able to create the content, but we're just waiting for the day when I can turn Netflix on and start to watch beautiful shows in 8K. I mean, that will be quite beautiful when we get there.
Are they actually available here in Australia now, the 8K TVs?
Yeah, they've been available for a couple of years, but the price is starting to get to a place where we can probably afford one now if you're out for a new TV. You know, brands like Hisense now have 8K TVs at around the $2,500 mark for 65 inches. And then we're seeing some Samsungs, even around 65 inches, at the $3,000 mark as well. So it is becoming more affordable. It just comes down to what your budget is when you're buying a new TV, whether you can go for a better resolution and compensate some size, or you just want to go all the way and get an 85-inch 8K TV for $12,000.
Well, this now begs what I consider the obvious question, is how far away is the 16K television?
I won't be surprised if we start talking about that next year. I mean, there will always be advances in TVs. You're never going to have the best TV forever. But, resolution will continue to improve until our eyes just can't take it anymore.
That's when they're installing the television in our heads. So we just need to sit there and close our eyes. That's the obvious location where we're going to finish up.
Plug it into my brain and there'll be no more battles about the remote control again.
We're to see Jeff quietly smiling to himself as he watches his latest Seinfeld episode.
Absolutely.
Jeff, as always, thank you very much for joining us to talk technology. We'll catch up again next Wednesday.
Thanks for having me.